The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hello there. This is Colette Melville. So you have a puppy. Congratulations. What a splendid companion a dog is. He will protect you, run errands for you, play with you. Also, they are all intelligent and easily trained. Now to business. What you want to know is how you housebreak your puppy. In my experience, any dog can be thoroughly housebroken, regardless of size, regardless of age. However, it makes sense that the younger the dog, the easier your task will be. And here's my simple and never-to-fail procedure. To start, 5 ingredients are necessary. That's love, patience, gentle firmness, and lots of praise when earned.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for start time? Are you ready for start time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
And over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Cause you've got
personality.
Walk.
Welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and today, part two of our dog shows. Yeah, we couldn't just do one. We had to do another. Hope you enjoyed last week. A lot of good local dog-related music. We're going to have a little of that, but mostly we're going to focus on some novelty stuff. Kids in the Hall will make an appearance later on in the show, The Muppets. And we're going to start the show off with a couple of the patron saints of Amateur Hour. New Zealand sensation Wing with a nice little song called Doggy and Me. And then, of course, the late, great Daniel Johnston with Queenie the Doggy. from his underrated album Is and Always Was. And then we're going to be back with even more weirdos doing dog-related songs here on The Dog Show, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Hope you're at home with your furry friend to listen to this, but if you're not, just think of them while you're driving or listening, walking around, whatever. Because dogs make the world a little bit better. Here to say that more eloquently, here's Wing with Doggy and Me.
Dog. every joke. But we sure were surprised when she finally did spoke. We need the dog. An angel in disguise, filled with such love. We need the dark. Now and then I find myself listening to Queenie bark at the twilight of the night, as if I was a werewolf in the dark. Queenie the dark. Dog with holy kind mind, the peace and the quiet I hope she will find. We need the dog. Okay.
Welcome back to the Dog Show here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You're a source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse even better. And it's all dog-related songs today. We got a lot of weirdos to play you, some heartwarming songs from the folks over there at Sesame Street, and some other kind of heartwarming songs from Kids in the Hall related bands as well. And a lot of celebrity dogs will be coming up in this next set. But before that, we're going to hear from some other weirdos we play from time to time on the program. First up, Japanese rock sensation Melt Banana with Dog Song. And then we're going to hear Hemingway Rogers with Dance, Dance, Dance of the Dogs. And then the Ya-Uh-Uhs with Dog with a Plastic Stomach. Now that's going out to my dog, Cooper. That guy is like a goat. He will eat anything and digest it somehow. Ooh. Rolling the dice, Cooper, every time you go for a walk. Anyway, we're going to hear all those bands in this net up next, and then we're gonna dip into some celebrity dog songs about celebrity dogs, fictitious celebrity dogs, coming up here on Amateur Hour, the Dog Show part deux. So stick around, you listen to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
He likes to bite hard. He likes some toys. He likes to run fast. She's a dog with a plastic stomach. She's a dog with rubber feet. She's got a window in her side. I see frisbees, I see bones. She's a dog. Woo! She's a dog with a plastic stomach.
She is nasty, he's her master.
Will she eat the neighbor's car? If she does, they won't get far. I don't care. She's playing in a puddle.
Oh no.
She's making lots of bubbles.
Oh no.
She's getting into trouble.
Be very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits.
Shh.
What does it mean? Jelly bean.
He's a cat with a plastic brain. He's a cat with a big false teeth. Nasty breath, crooked smile. Scratch your back about a mile.
He's a cat. He's a cat with a plastic brain.
He is crazy, no, not lazy.
He will know when you get home. He might play your saxophone.
I hope not. Oh no.
She's the cow with a rubber udder. She's the cow with a Delcon shield. She's got a porthole in her side. Look at those four stomachs grind.
She's a cow.
She's a cow with a rubber udder.
Her name is Mary, just for dairy.
She is on the skating rink. We should get her off, I think.
Right now.
She's into Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no.
She sings La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
She's drinking lots of vodka.
Very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits. What does it mean? Jelly bean? Is it a dream?
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, the dog show, part two. You're enjoying it thus far. You just heard the yeah, there with dog with a plastic stomach going out to my dog Cooper. Quit eating weird stuff. That's my message. Got lots more dog songs on the way, including a lot of songs from this compilation I picked up a while back. It has some pretty big, well, names that people are aware of, like Nerf Herder and the like. But it's like dog songs, and it was a benefit for shelters that were affected by one of the hurricanes that hit recently. The one a few years ago out in New Jersey. And they're songs about fictitious, for the most part, fictitious celebrity dogs. So dogs we've seen in films and movies about those characters. So we're going to play a bunch of them, but we have our own local band, Homeward Bound, that did a humdinger of a celebrity dog song about Eddie from Frasier. So we're going to start the set off with that. Here's some Homeward Bound. Then we'll hear Mike Kroll, Beethoven, the Double Clicks with Clifford's Not Too Big. That's about Clifford the Big Red Dog. And then Dad and Byrne with Scoob. Scooby-Doo, and then finish it off with Allie Gertz with Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons. And that will be our fictitious celebrity dog set on The Dog Show here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Sit, good dog.
Not if Clifford does then the world is too small. Shut up the voices to tell you you take up too much space. Whenever your shoes are just tall or your dress is just tight.
And we're back here on the Dog Show, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful in the background there. John Waters doing his own singing dog jingle bark rendition. We heard in that last set fictitious celebrity dog songs from a benefit for the ASPCA after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. A lot of great little indie tunes in that about fictitious celebrity dogs. Love that. Also, Homeward Bound was in there, of course, with Eddie. Now, we got a little Muppet / Sesame Street set on the way. We're going to hear from the Muppets. I believe the first album the Muppets came out with. It's all mixed together. I have this somewhere on a very dusty CD. But we're going to hear Dog Walk. And then, from the much-coveted Sesame Street Fever album, probably my favorite Sesame Street album, we're going to hear Marty and Grover going to tell a little tale and sing a little song called Has Anybody Seen My Dog? And then we'll be back with even more dog-related songs here on Amateur Hours, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Take it away, Muppets.
When I take my dog for a walk, he takes me for a run. Dragging me along the street is his idea of fun. From lamppost to lamppost, we jog along the street. From tree to fire hydrant, look out, lady, watch your feet. Me and my dog have arrived, we're both out of control. So look out, anybody who's out to take a stroll. My dog have a date, it is a rendezvous with a poodle who is French and her mistress on this afternoon. Then uptown we go for a meeting there with Klaus. He's a German shepherd, he's the watchdog of the house. Doctor, we better move right along, we've dozens more to meet. Where's the place to meet dogs? Why, out here on the street. Look who's there, jolly good, it's the man with the bowler hat, walking with his English bulldog, let's stop for a chat. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jaloo. Stop that now, don't lick that baby, his mother will object. I know you didn't mean it, but please show some respect. Why, goodness gracious me, it is that Irish setter. Come on, dogs, no fighting now. Ah, that's much better. Look out for your leash. Oh, bother, it's all knotted. Now, here's a Dalmatian. My goodness, look at how he's spotted. Better keep your fingers crossed in case he brings bad luck. Cross the road with care now. Don't get run down by a truck. Hey, leave that rag alone. Hey, leave that garbage can. Hey, stop that pulling now. I'm not a Superman. Home's only five, a lamppost away. Oh, drat, there's a cat, and what's worse, she's coming our way. Now we've seen her, that'll be that, things are getting busy. Stop it, I feel dizzy. Heel, heel, heel. Oh, please, heel, heel. Oh, heel, heel, heel.
Anymore? I know what happened to your doggy.
You do? What happened, Grover? Tell me.
Well, your doggy, he got Sesame Street fever, and he went down to the disco to boogie.
Oh, well, he must be there now. Let's go.
Where?
To the disco.
Oh, yes, right. Let us go to the disco. They got these flashing lights, and they dance, and everybody always dressed up pretty and everything.
Has anybody seen my dog? Has anybody seen my dog? He's gone and left me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why'd he ever have to go? Has anybody seen my dog? Has anybody seen my dog? He's left me crying. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why'd he ever have to go?
my dog. I'm oh so lonesome, whoa, 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 why'd he ever have to go? I'm oh so lonesome, whoa, 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 why'd he ever have to go?
Back here on the Dog Show Pardieu, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Lots more dog songs on the way. We're going to do a little set featuring bands of the Kids in the Hall variety. Not just, you know, the song you know we're going to play from Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet and Bruce McCullough. The Terrier song, yes, we're going to play that. But we're also going to play a couple tracks from a Mouth Congress album that is entirely about dogs. Mouth Congress, as you know, is the Canadian art punk band with Paul Bellini and Scott Thompson. And they have so many albums. They released them all their old ones, like one day, and it was free to download. And I got as many as I could before I started paying for them. And I did. Eventually when they were on the band camps. But there was one day where they were just like, have at her. Take as many as you want. And one of the albums I pulled out was an album entirely of dog songs. So we're going to play Certain Dogs and My Little Puppy Dog. And then follow it up with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And Bruce McCullough with the Terrier song. Very excited. Speaking of Kids in the Hall, Kevin, along with his good buddy Bob Odenkirk, are doing a benefit show for Art City down in Trudeau Square, the market, that area, with a great little bluegrass band, and it's going to be... It's going to be a fun time. Looking forward to that. I got tickets to that on Sunday. So anyway, that kept my mind on Kids in the Hall. So I thought, nice little Kids in the Hall dog set is well worth your time and mine here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Certain dogs have a certain way. They got a special cachet when dealing with people. Certain dogs got a cuter face. They got a nicer way of dealing with people. Certain dogs have a smile that says hello. Certain dogs, yes, certain dogs got a smile that says hello. Dog, he's a goody dog, he's a goody dog. Goody, goody, goody dog, my little puppy dog. He's a goody dog, he's a goody dog. Good dog, my little puppy dog. He's a goody dog, he's a goody dog. Goody, goody, goody dog, my little puppy dog. He's a goody dog, he's a goody dog. Good dog.
Oh, he's such a good little dog. He always comes right home. Oh, he's such a good little dog. He's happy on on his own. My little puppy dog, he's a goody dog, he's a goody dog, goody, goody, goody dog. My little puppy dog, he's a goody dog, he's a goody dog, good dog.
This gentleman, I love him, and I'm going to name him. It's going to be a perfect name because he's a perfect dog, and I love him. Isn't he great?
No, I don't like him.
What?
Sorry.
What's wrong with him?
He's just not my type of dog. He's just not terrier.
Terriers are my very favorite breed. They're cute, cuddly, easy dogs to feed. They'll help bring you up whenever you are down. Terriers average 20 pounds. When I walk around in this terrier town, one thing that makes me down is when people put bandanas on their dogs. Very favorite breed. Cute and cuddly, easy dogs to feed. Terriers were there in the 11th century. Napoleon had one to prevent misery. Terriers are good with the aged. Studies show that they prolong old people's lives. No one wants to die like this guy died. Die, 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 die. Worms eating your eyes. Bass solo.
Excuse me, ladies. You're scantily clad and have nothing to do with the narrative. Therefore, it's sexist. Sorry. Wow, that hurt. You know those mornings that you just can't get out of bed and you'd call in sick if you had a job? You know those mornings where you just want to watch TV, eat corn chips, and masturbate? Sure you do. But when those days happen, what you should do is start thinking about my friends, my little furry waterproof pals. You know what I'm talking about.
Le Perrier, so me tape de bari. Jean et Jean, mon pauvre problème, mes canines. Et tableau, le terrier sans après délivré. Give terriers a chance.
Yeah!
Do the terrier dance. No, let's not. But if you want your love to show, if you want your love to grow, then go Terry, go Terry, go Terry.
See, your dog just isn't good enough.
I guess you're right. Come on, Smaxie, to a brand new life.
Backyard, front yard, or the barn. Play with it till after dark. Take it home after a while. They chew it up, terrier style. Bow wow!
He lit.
Bow wow! Some dish.
We're going to end that set with a little Best in Show with Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy there. Great, great movie. Oh, so funny. So funny. Not just for dog lovers. Everyone, go check that out. We got a little novelty set on the way. I got to thank Alex again for telling me about that Ailstorm. The pirate metal band has released basically all their material, but dog versions. And it's so funny. Like, every song has a dog version. Anyway, we're going to do a little novelty set. Maybe to go out on. We'll see if we have time for one more. But, yeah, a lot of this stuff coming from the Dr. Demento collection. We're going to hear Scary Gary Allen with My Dog Ate Nolan Ryan. Rolf Harris with Big Dog, and then Cozy Sheridan with The True and Terrible Trials of Waldo the Dog. And we'll be back with one more dog song here on The Dog Show, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
but they're now in the garbage in my backyard.
What took me 10 years to collect, in just 10 minutes were totally wrecked.
My baseball cards came to an end in a couple of gulps by a man's best friend.
My darn dog, that stupid Bow Wow, turned my baseball cards into puppy chow.
I left the doggy door open last night. My stupid dog came in for a bite. I call him Jaws because he eats everything in sight.
My feller, my rookie Ozzie Smith, my 3D hologram card of Fred McGriff,
Fingers Fox, Fazio, and Old Ty Cobb, Louis Aparicio, the Gibson's Kirk and Bob,
Bart, Mason, Mantle, and even Norm Cash are now out back in a pile of trash.
What's worst all, I'm really dying. My dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, a rare 68 rookie, an artifact, and he turned it into a midnight snack. Be a god when my baseball cards are now a dog spit quad.
There went my investment every last dime when my canine decided to die.
That crazy mutt makes me want to scream. He had complete sets almost every team.
I had tops and flares off classics, but they're now somewhere in my dog's gut.
That furry four-legged bottomless pit chewed my baseball cards into kibbles and fits. What he didn't eat is covered with puppy spit. Darling Dibbles, DiMaggio's, Dom and Joe, Roberts, Raider, Riddick, Rose, and Canseco, Baker Boggs, Bobby Brown, and Big John Kruk, a Bob Wells rookie worth $1,000,
Martin Law, Lavagetto, Griffey's dad and son, and Maris hitting his 61st home run.
But the worst of all, what's got me crying, my dog ate Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
I had a Bobby Tolan card with his picture upside down, Ebbets Field Polo Grounds, and the old St. Louis Browns, Valenzuela Valentine, and Andy Van Slyke, Barbara Coleman, and Rizzuto with Vinny and the mic. Williams drew the musical, a favorite to the fans, Fender Carving, David Green, and other also-rans. But the biggest blow of all, the one that's got me sighing, my doggy, Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
He ate Gilliam, William, Billy, and Ted. Clemens, Klein, and Clark, both Will and Fred. Steve Garvey, Harvey Keene, and Pee Wee Reese's, now chewed up in little pieces. Robertson, Wilbur, Jackie Brooks, and Frank.
This great big wolf found standing staring at me, licking his chops and weighing me up for teeth. I'm a guy who don't scare easily, that's the truth. Oh, look at that tooth. And he's just standing, slobbering and panting, looking at me. They never had this great dog here yesterday. Her old man's bought it just to scare me away. I'll bet he's in there laughing, shouting hooray. And I'm scared to death. And puppy dog's breath is coming faster. It's gonna be disaster. I didn't run away. Her dad's got a right to object to the way I dress, I guess. But to buy a huge pup to tear me up, look, his jaws and his paws and his maws all wet. It's not sweat, it's saliva, and he'll be the sole survivor. It's pure vindictiveness. So when his great mastiff has torn me limb from limb, oh, what'll his precious daughter think about him? Oh, I'm not very bright, but I'm certainly not that dim. You see, then her father, he will have made me a martyr, you see. And when the head's been torn to shreds, then she's gonna blame him. Sounds gory. Oh, I've turned green. Still, I might as well go in a blaze of glory, if you know what I mean. Just the same, I wish I had the courage to run off. Either that, or I wish I had a dirty grape gun. Well, if I really gotta die, then I better get it over and done. God, that dog's immense. Still, here I go, over the fence. Go on, dog. Go on, treat me as lunch meat, savage me and crunch me. Here's me foot. Have fun.
Here, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, am I glad to see you, my darling.
Don't you darling me.
Huh?
I've been watching you.
What?
You've got no feelings, have you?
But
not content with standing there teasing him for half an hour, you have to go and leap over the fence and frighten the life out of our poor little Great Dane puppy. Come here, Tinkles boy, Tinkles!
Cure.
This is your sound souvenir.
Here are the true and terrible trials of Waldo the dog.
Waldo lost his balls today. He does not want to go out and play. He knows some wrong has been done. Waldo, he was real well hung. Now what could have been will not now be. Waldo's wheels are his story. It better him, he sprung a spoke. They caught him fixed, but he's feeling broke. Now if you run into Waldo's two missing little flowers, he'd like to know why they had to go. He kept them clean for hours. Now it's just a leaf without the bud. Waldo's sleeve has lost its stud. It's a brand new game for the girls and boys. Let's find Waldo's toys. If Waldo had two legs, not four, they would have cut less, they would have left more. They'd have left the engine, taken the fuel. Waldo'd still have the family jewels and his holy heat-seeking device. He's a board game now without the dice. If only he could have realized the joys of having been vasectomized. In a better world, Waldo would have had just one night where he could be real bad with a little dog about to get spayed. Just once Waldo could have gotten laid, and he'd have the memory all his life. Before his gonads met the knife, with a little restraint, opposable thumbs, Waldo, something different might have been done. But he's lying out back, feeling low. Waldo's balls have ceased to roll.
That'll do it for the dog show here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Next week, we'll be cleaning out the inbox, playing some variety of different songs, getting ready for the old Xmas classics and cut-ups in the coming weeks. We got one more song for you, Baby Jane and the Rockabys, with their version of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? And that'll do it for another edition of Amateur Hour. Stu and the Twang Trust coming up next. So stick around. You listen to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
flash, lights that shine, shine in the dark. My love needs a dog, key to protect her.
Thank you, sugar pie, for thinking about me.
And scare them away with one bark.
A voice that keeps on calling.